I think we're okay.
Oh,
I might as well. There's one other thing.
The first question about Rothko is: do you recall when you first met him?
When I first met him, I was introduced to Mark Rothko. Let me think. I think by Peggy Guggenheim.
Uh huh.
I would say.
Was she handling his art then?
She knew him then. He was in a group show with her.
Right.
I remember. And I think it must have been around 40. I opened in 46. I would say around, the week. In the 40s. So, more than a brat. Must have been around 44.
Okay. And so it was Betty, so it was Peggy Guggenheim who introduced you.
She introduced me to Rothko.
And then, of course, you met him many times after.
Well, we became friends, and eventually he said, you'd like to have a show with me.
Uh-huh. When was the first show?
You know, I'm terrible. I'm the worst document.
Uh-huh. I'm just... I know there was a fairly successful one in 50. But that was
50,
a little bit later, and Tom Hess wrote a very nice review, and
I can't remember his first show was 47. I think it probably maybe was 50. Okay.
When was the last time you saw him?
He had a show with me, I think, in 54,
But did you see him afterwards? I mean,
we were always friends. We cried on each other's shoulders when we parted company. Because as he said, yeah, I'm doing you no good, you're doing me no good. I couldn't sell any. I sold very few. When he went over to Sidney Janis,
right.
For 2 years he never sold a thing afterwards, he told me.
Did you visit the studio often?
Yes, I used to go to his studio. We were friends.
Can you describe him?
He had quite a high ceiling. And Benny used to have quite a few canvases up at once.
Mm-hmm.
And tables with masses of paint everywhere. And he was very active. He was always painting.
When you would meet him, was there you said you cried on each other's shoulders. What was often the nature of the conversation?
We both realized that this was the situation, and there it was. And as a matter of fact, before he left, I borrowed $6,000 and tried to help him.
Right.
And I think I bought a picture, and I tried to pay some bills for him and so forth. I tried very hard to help him. Because I hoped with that it would start the ball rolling, but it didn't.
So you own several Rothkos?
Oh yes, I still do.
With some you bought, and were there any that he gave you?
Yes, he gave me one. He gave me some beautiful of those early drawings.
These are
the surrealist
ones?
Yes. Very beautiful. Uh-huh. Yeah, I went home.
What did you think about the later work, when it got darker and more brooding? Did you feel
he went black and gray?
That's right.
Well, I tell you, he invited me to his studio, I remember. It was about a year before he died. And I walked into the studio and I looked at them. You know what I said just spontaneously? I said, these pictures have a farewell to
them. Farewell?
Farewell.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't thinking in terms of death.
Sure.
I was just thinking he was painting something and saying goodbye to somebody. Uh-huh. Because he was saying goodbye to himself.
Do you remember the last time you saw him before he died?
Yes, he came for dinner.
Uh-huh.
He came for dinner with me. He had a very bad memory. I had to remind him about five times that he was coming for dinner. You know, he couldn't remember anything at that point. You know, he was really, the alcohol, I think,
Wasn't he reluctant to attend certain social functions on occasion as well?
Well, yes, he wanted to know who was coming.
That's
he
right.
liked everybody that was coming, so we came.
Oh, okay. Because I know he was resistant if
resistant.
Critics or so on.
But to me, you know, he was a very brilliant man. I think he would have been a fantastic lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Incredible sophistry. He could make black, white, white, black, turn of a hat.
What kind of things would you talk about? Art, philosophy?
The condition in the art world and
right.
the public response or public opposition.
Sure.
What was going on in the museums and so forth.
Did he discuss technique with you at all, the nature of
No, he never discussed technique.